Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 11, and this is letter number 3607, Baruch Hashem, the third day of Tammuz, Tavshin Tezvah, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. So the Rebbe says, after this long interruption, so at the end I did receive a letter from you. The Rebbe is saying, you know, I have to wait so long. That your letter has also been delayed a little bit as it made its way here. And the Rebbe said, I'm surprised that you make such great interruptions each between one letter and the other letter. And sometimes, even after you write, you don't send it until after several weeks, as you write in this letter that you wrote it a while ago and then you don't send it. Rebbe wants him to more frequently write to the Rebbe and report to the Rebbe. Now, he writes to the Rebbe complaining that sometimes he feels very materialistic, very megushimdik. He doesn't feels himself very involved in physicality and in materialism. And what is the advice the Rebbe says in such a case is to drown this feeling in the water of Torah in general. The Torah is called Mayim also, in Mayim Ela Torah. Drown that in the water of Torah in general, and especially in the water of teaching of Chassidus specifically. That has the quality of sorting out and refining. Even if at the time you don't feel it, but that is the advice to get rid of this sense of materialism. The Rebbe says that it's known that the word tevila means immersion, like to toivel, has the same letters of the words habitl. Habitl is the same letters of tevila. Habitl means the subjugation, basically to subjugate yourself by your study to overtake you, and that will help you get rid of some of your materialism and your feeling. And the Rebbe is also saying that I'm surprised how come the men are not helping the women in their holy work in organizing the women and daughters of Chabad. Why aren't they just leave it for them, and they don't, you know, they're not involved to make sure and to help them out. The Rebbe says it's already, notwithstanding, it's been already publicized amongst the Hasidim for a long time. The words of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the title, how this work is necessary, the importance of the work of the women. It's important. Why aren't they getting involved? The Rebbe says, he prays that in addition to the work that the men do, which is their part that they have to do in their area, but our sages of blessed memory say that the woman is in the domain of her husband. So the Rebbe said, this is what it says in the Talmud, but the Rebbe says that the men should utilize that authority and that domain and that to the setting of above to help them out, help them organize, help them in their work. And the Rebbe says, may it be the will of Hashem that you should give good news and all the above. And the measure of Hashem is measure for measure, but many times as such, it's measure for measure, but Hashem gives a lot more than we invest. To increase in Chassidish and Nachas, that who you and your wife, may she live, will receive from all of your offsprings, may they live with a bracha. So the Rebbe, first of all, wants him to write more frequently, and the way to get rid of his feeling of materialistic is to drown it in the study of learning, especially Chassidus. And even if you don't feel it, but that has the water has the ability to bring about the level of purification. And the Rebbe also expresses his desire that the men should help the women in their organization as well, and see to it. And the Rebbe says that Hashem pays back measure for measure, but many times as much, so they'll have all the blessings.